Good morning. From WVIK News in the Quad Cities, I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Tuesday morning, September 5th. The government bridge is closed to vehicles. A malfunction with a hydraulic cylinder is preventing the bridge from swinging closed to allow vehicular traffic. According to a press release from the Arsenal, crews are working to make repairs to the bridge, but experts at the scene do not have an estimated time for completion. The bridge will remain closed to vehicles, bikes, and pedestrians until repairs are complete. After a year of single-stream recycling in Scott County, more people have been recycling a lot more stuff. The Waste Commission's Go All In campaign has worked so well, it's hired 11 workers to begin a new evening shift. Communications coordinator Megan Fox says before switching to single-stream, residents and others recycled less than 7,000 tons of materials per year. That number has skyrocketed to more than 17,000 tons in the past year, a 250% increase.
You know, our education team kind of really went out there and tried to educate people on what to do, and the residents took it from there. They really did a phenomenal job, you know, putting things in.
A year ago, Fox says about 65% of Bettendorf and Davenport households were in the habit of recycling. Now, participation is up to 82%. She says it's just a lot easier to put everything in the same bin.
Diversion from the landfill is always, you know, a primary goal, but the recycling that we've seen, it has created jobs and it does give our material new life. So it does reduce the drain on natural resources.
For example, recycling 17,000 tons of material translates into saving more than 4,000 kilowatt hours of electricity. That's enough to power all the households in Buffalo, Eldridge, and LeClaire for 1 year. The Illinois state pension funds are among the worst funded in the nation, yet a new state law allows less money to be put toward that purpose. Sean Crawford reports.
The largest state pension system covers Illinois teachers outside of Chicago. Each year, an estimate is made on how much the state should contribute, but a change approved this summer means Illinois is paying $500 million less than that amount. Dave Urbanek is with the teachers' retirement system. He says the state is following the law, and that's the problem.
Yes, they are providing what they are supposed to provide, but that is not the actuarially correct amount. Bottom line is that they're shorting the system of money that should be coming into a teacher's retirement system.
It's all tied to something called smoothing, a term that means the state can take longer, up to 5 years, to cover changes in the contribution amount. Lawmakers did sign off on other new laws designed to help slow the growth of future pension costs, but that does nothing to bring down the current debt. I'm Sean Crawford.
Rock Island native Madison Keys advanced last night to the quarterfinals of the U.S. Open for the first time in her career. Keys grabbed the last four games to eliminate number four-seeded Elena Svitolina and give the United States four women in the U.S. Open quarterfinals for the first time in 15 years. In the Midwest League, the River Bandits snapped a six-game losing streak with a 7-3 win over Wisconsin in yesterday's regular season finale at Modern Woodman Park. The Bandits open the first round of the playoffs tomorrow night in Peoria with Game 1 of the best-of-three series with the Chiefs. The Lumber Kings season came to an end yesterday afternoon with a 1-0 win over Burlington. The shutout win for Clinton was their third against the Bees this season and their fifth of the year. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.